This is, I picked that, but it's also kind of my least favorite moment, not because of its effect on who won, but because Beltre and Elvis Andrews are like one of America's great lovable comedic duos, and they're always goofing and they're always, you know, together and having fun. Mm-hmm. And to just see after that so many sad Andrews, sad Beltre shots, you know, it just felt like those two will never be the same again. Like,
it's only been a couple of weeks since the last pop-up deke out that they had.
I have an extremely dark analogy that I'm not going to.
Okay.
But just so you know, I've got one, and it's good. Right. And I'm not going to use it.
Okay.
So anyway, that was that felt like a shift in the sport. Uh-huh. It felt like a corner had been turned.
Yeah.
In the sport.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
Instead of the extremely dark analogy, I have a less dark one. So, I mean, to me, it's like you have this couple, this happily married couple that everybody loves, and like they're the life of the party, and then the husband loses his job, and they start snipping at each other all the time, and he's always like sitting on the couch, and she's like, how come you're not looking for work? And he's like, I am looking for work. This is what I do. I'm creative. And they hate each other after that. And like, you never felt like the job was what mattered in their relationship. It's not like they were together because of his job. It's not like she loved him because of his job. The job was an afterthought. He didn't even care about that job. It's like he didn't go to school to get that job. He was an engineering major, and now he's working in sales. I mean, it wasn't even relevant to their being. And yet, you take that job away and everything changes, and before you realize it, they're splitting up, and it's awful. Nobody knows what happened, and the friends don't know who to go with. You know, some of them go with her and some of them go with him. You just have to watch it for a long time. You just have to watch these two things just coexist in a miserable way that you're just not prepared to watch them coexist.
That was the non-dark analogy. You'll have to tell me later what the dark analogy was.
It's the same thing, except their kid dies.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. My next pick is the Blue Jays.